Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Ian. How can I help you?
Yes, when I'm trying to fill out a membership application, it doesn't accept my information.
Oh, no. Want me to try it for you?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. Do you have like a coupon code or?
No, I'm just trying to join. If you don't
okay,
want to,
so,
I won't, but.
No, I want you to. But I'm just wondering, I want to help you. Have you been a member of Craftsy in the past?
Oh, maybe 20 years ago or something. I mean, it's been years.
Nothing that, you know, I'd be able to see, right?
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, you know where they had the line and you put your name in and everything with it. It just doesn't accept. It says you haven't filled out the required, whatever fields.
Right. Okay. Let me try to do it for you. Let me see. Okay. Did you get an email or anything?
No. Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, it's apparently a problem because, you do have something on your frequently asked questions. So, I mean.
Okay. So, I have a link. So, the membership, the normal cost is $79.99 for one year. I have a special link for $29.99. So, why don't I pull that up and try to get that for you?
Well,
okay.
I think that's good.
Okay, let's try it. Okay. What is your first name, ma'am?
It's Ann with an E.
That's the same as mine. Huh.
Yeah. I always have to say with an E because I don't like it without. So.
Yeah, I like my E too. What's your last name, Ian?
All right, it's Doherty. Doughery.
Okay. And your address?
1129 Howell Drive, Franklin, Tennessee. 37069.
Okay, I can't type that fast.
Oh, where do you need me to start?
Okay,
it's 1120. Okay.
I got. I'm on Franklin. Give me just a minute.
Okay.
Okay. And I got Tennessee. Okay, now just need the zip code.
37069.
Email address. What's your email address, dear?
Oh, sorry. You're what? A-N-N-E-H as in Helen, D as in dog.
Okay.
At bellsouth.net.
Okay.
Yes.
So the next thing it says is create an account password. Make it easy because I can't see it that I typed it in right. So we need to do it easy. An easy one.
It's V as in victory, O, 1, L as in late, I, N, A, 2.
Okay. All right. Now, if you have your card number, I'll take that for the payment. The total, let me tell you though, it's $29.99 plus $2.92 tax in Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
So it's $32.91. Okay?
Yes. Let me ask you a quick question first.
Sure.
I've been in here. how do I clear the cart that's existing now for the $79.99? Can you erase that?
I can't because I don't see it in the cart. I don't have anything in this cart.
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, maybe it'll just go away.
Why don't you X out of it before I finish this, just so we don't have any problems? Can you X out of it?
Yeah, I can do that, but I was trying to delete it, you know. I can't. I'll get out of it.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. It's still showing up. Okay. All right. I'm back to home.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready for the card number.
Okay. 4, 3, 5, 5, 4, 7, 0, 7, 0, 6, 3, 6, 3, 4, 3, 7.
Okay. Now, I typed all that in. I'd like you to read it again so I can read what I typed to be sure I did it right.
Sure. It's 4, 3, 5, 5, 4, 7, 0, 7, 0, 6, 3, 6, 3, 4, 3, 7.
Great. And what is the expiration?
12/22.
And what is the security code?
3, 2, 1.
It says there's an account already registered with your email address.
Well, do you think that's the one when I was trying to set up the application, or is that one from 15 years ago?
I'm going to check into my system and see what I see from that email address. One moment.
I haven't paid any subscriptions for, you know.
Right, Miss Doherty. So you have an expired premium membership in the system. So that's what the problem is. It's seeing that, but you want to be able to see that because you need to be able to see any old information that you might have had, like old classes and stuff. So let's go back over here. And it says click here to log in. So give me a minute. Let me do that. What was your old password?
No idea.
Okay.
I mean, we could try the one I gave you because, you know, it's my grandmother's name and I try to use it when I can. But seriously, I haven't done this in years and years. I mean, I've never renewed. So can't we just erase it?
No, it won't let me do it. Try that password. Give it to me again, if you would.
V as in victory. O. 1.
O or O. 0 or O.
Letter. O.
Okay. Yep. V O. 1.
L I.
Okay, I'm sorry, but my headphone just cut out.
Okay. So V-O-1-L-I-N-A-2. You know what? I do have crashed in. I'm looking through my passwords. That is the password.
Okay. So it says invalid username or password.
I guess just because I haven't paid anything or...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so what it's doing now is it's sending you an email.
Uh-huh.
And it will give you a new password.
Well, okay, I can do that, but then how do I join again?
Well, can you, if you tell it to me, I'll try to put it in.
Okay.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Sorry, this is so confusing. And it, you know, it was way before Blueprint entered this picture. Okay, it's reset your... Okay. So do you want the password?
Yep.
Okay, it's P as in Peter, R, 1, I, T, D, H.
D like David? H?
No, no, no. I'm actually spelling Pritchett. So here we go. P, R, 1. I-T-C-H.
P-R-1-I-T-C-H?
Uh-huh, two.
Okay, say it, start over. P-R...
One, the letter
one.
Of number.
Yep.
I.
I. T like Tom?
A. Uh-huh.
And after
C,
the T? After the T is...
C.
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 C, C C H.
No, just C H. See, if you take the numbers out, I'm spelling Pritchard, which is a name. So, it's
all right.
Just visualize that as P R 1.
It's you keep breaking up. My headphone keeps breaking up, so I'm not hearing you properly. So I apologize,
oh.
But we need to get this right because I don't want to type in something wrong. So P R and then a one,
uh huh,
and then C H.
No, I. One I.
One I. T. Okay.
C as in candy.
Yeah.
H as in Helen.
Okay.
And then a two on the end.
Okay. So PR1, ITCH2.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
Says, hello, Ann Doherty. And it signed you into your old account.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all
right. Right. But now I have to. Yeah, but I want to go back so you can get that, the good deal.
Right.
Okay, let me go there. Let me see if we can do this now. Hopefully, this will work out.
I wish they wouldn't keep accounts that have been dormant for so long, you know. eBay did that to me, too. They had a 15-year-old account and wouldn't let me join. But I didn't remember any better.
All right, so I think that we're good now. It says you purchase a subscription at this same time as another. If you want to purchase another, remove the subscription that's already in your cart.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, let me go back to the cart. Okay, the one that's in the cart is the $29.99. So I want to proceed to the checkout. Okay. Where is the password thing here? Okay, so you're going to keep this Pritchard 2 is going to be your password, and you'll have to change it once we get you in. So I think we're good now, but I have to put your card number in again.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And this time the charge came up $29.99 with no tax. So we're going with that.
Making progress.
Yeah, I think so. So go ahead with the card number.
Oh, I thought you'd written it in. 4-3-4-3-5-5-4-7-0-7-0-6-3-6-3-4-3-7.
Okay. I typed it in. I just want you to read it back so I can make sure that it's okay.
Sure. 4-3-5-5-4-7-0-7-0-6-3-6-3-4-3-7.
Okay. And the expiration date?
12-22.
Okay. And the security code?
321.
Okay. Okay, so now all of your address is gone out of here. So what was your address again?
Okay, 1129 Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, Drive.
Okay. And that was Franklin?
Franklin. Tennessee.
Yeah.
37069.
Okay. All right. Try it again. It says check and re-enter your credit card number again.
Oh, really?
Yes, and the price went up again. So I really don't know what to do now.
So it's
the price went to $79, yeah. So,
well,
I don't want to.
I just removed that. Okay, my card is currently empty. I guess we have to start over again.
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
You know where I had done it halfway and then it wouldn't let me go further?
Mm-hmm.
I found out how to delete that, and my card is currently empty. So I think that's what's happening, and now you can do the $29.99.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I wondered because I had that partial in there.
Oh, dear. So now it says checkout's not available because your card is empty.
Why is it not eligible?
I don't know. Whatever you did, emptied the cart. Well,
I tell you what, I don't care. You know, it's no big.
You know what I'll do? You know what I can do? I can send you a link that you can click on to get that $29.99 offer, and put on there that you're a returning member. And use that password that they sent you when you go in to do it. and that should work for you. Give me just 1 minute. I just want to send this to you because I want you to be able to get that deal. And I apologize that I wasn't able to help, but I...
No, that's fine. They didn't send me a password. They just sent me a link.
That password is PR1ITCH2.
Oh, mine. Oh.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Give me just a moment. I want to make sure that you get this. Okay. I just sent it in.
Okay. Usually it's pretty quick.
Hopefully.
Where are you guys located?
We're in Minnesota.
Ooh. Cold?
Well, I'm actually working from home, and Craftsy's located in Minnesota. I'm actually in Alabama.
Oh, okay. No wonder you can understand me and didn't keep saying, would you repeat that? Usually my accent's a problem. All right. Come on. Come on. Come on. All right.
It might go to your spam. Sometimes that happens.
No, I got it.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I just click on that link.
Right.
I'm set up. I'm a member.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And that'll give you the price for
$29.99. Well, now we're probably... You see, everywhere is an asterisk. They're not accepting. Let me see if I still have the same problem. Yeah, I'm going to have the same problem.
Well, hopefully you won't.
Well, it's not taking off the asterisks, which means it's not accepting that information.
It's not accepting what information?
Like your name and your address, and you get done, which is a pain, and then it says, well, you didn't fill out the required fields, which I did. That's the problem I had when we started this whole thing. Is there any way you can fill out the...
I already tried, and I'm not able to fill out the form for whatever reason. I've already done it several times, so maybe you need to completely clear your browser. And are you on a computer?
Yeah.
You are on a computer.
I don't know what that means, to clear my browser.
So in other words, to clear your screen completely.
What, shut it off?
I would shut it off, then turn it back on. Yes, absolutely. Then click into the link I gave you and just try to start from, you know, scratch.
Okay.
I do hope everything works out for you.
Me too.
Thanks for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.